Hello, this is The Morons Who Try to Talk Good. My name is Caitlin in California, and I'm here with our special guest once more.
Ariana, the roommate.
Yep. So, what did we just do, Ari? What did we just watch?
We just watched the announcement for the 13th Doctor.
Let the record state that it is 9:25 Pacific Standard Time. So, like, it's early. It's still kind of early.
Yeah, still pretty early.
And we, like, just saw it, like,
30 minutes ago,
like, a little bit before 9. So, my phone, I set up alert on YouTube for both BBC America's channel and the official Doctor Who YouTube channel. So, I would be alerted when it came on because I really don't have the means to, like, live stream that Wimbledon match. And, like, I was not about to watch a lot of tennis. I was like, I'll just get alerted. I did not want to read an article. I did not want to be spoiled. I wanted to watch this video without knowing at all who the 13th Doctor was. And we succeeded in that.
Didn't even notice.
Yeah, we popped it up on my computer. We had to refresh it. I had the page up and I had to refresh it. And then
we covered it the best we could so we wouldn't be spoiled in case, like, you know, the little, like,
Thumbnail
spoiled it for us. So
yeah, we had a random napkin that was in my room, like, covering the computer. So just in case, like, the sidebar or the thumbnail, like, spoiled it, that we wouldn't
find out.
We did not want to be spoiled. Like, we both really wanted to watch this video not knowing at all and getting that surprise of, like, this is who the 13th Doctor is.
Because very important.
So, should we go through our thoughts? Should we go through, maybe we should just go through play-by-play of what we thought of the video.
Yeah.
So, we played the video.
Instantly, Caitlin was like, no, it's a man! Because they show just a tall hooded figure. But then I pointed out, and I was like, but Caitlin, I was like, if it was a man, said, I feel like they wouldn't hood the entire head. They would just show the back of the head.
Yeah.
So you could kind of tell. But I was like, but the figure is hooded and wearing clothing to make it look like...
It was definitely, like, baggier...
Yes.
Like, you agree with me, right? It was definitely, like, baggier clothing to make it look... It looked like a mannish figure.
Well, you know what?
When I saw that hooded figure walking... The video starts out with, you know, the hooded figure walking through the forest, and I was immediately like, oh, it's... I immediately, like, told Ari, I was like,
she's like,
it's
no,
a guy.
It's a man.
It's a man. This is a man.
Really random. I, like, was kind of, like, noticing this, though, for, like, the clothing for me.
Uh-huh.
So what she was wearing, it kind of looked like, I don't know, the hoodie reminded me of Capaldi, but then the jacket reminded me of Jack.
Oh!
I don't know!
Maybe the BBC is just reusing
costumes.
Isn't
that weird? I was like, that looks like a jacket Jack Harkness would wear.
So, anyway, I was immediately like, oh no, it's a man, and I just, like, put up my arms, like, oh god, and then it shows, you know, and then they showed the hands, and the hands did not look very feminine.
Yeah, I like how the key was, like, a continuation.
Of the announcement to the announcement.
Yeah.
Yeah, the disappearing key reappears in her hands. And the hand, BBC did a very good job producing that video, because I could not even tell it was a woman.
Even, like, the feet, because you would think, oh, by her feet. And I'm like, the feet are, like, small, but...
Yeah.
You couldn't tell by the shoes or the pants. It was very
and
vague.
And even, like, when I was pulling up the video on my computer, the screen Oops. Thumbnail for No Phones Allowed on the podcast.
I forgot to put it on vibrate. Important messages.
It's okay. But even, like, the screen cap, I think, for the BBC America edition... was the hands with the key.
Mm-hmm.
And in the corner of my eye, as I was pulling up, I pulled up, like, the official BBC one. And as I was pulling it up, I could see on the corner of my eye the BBC America one with the hand and the key. And even in that screen cap, I was like, I can't tell from this hand.
We don't,
like,
know.
I literally cannot tell. Like, I can tell it's probably not gonna be a person of color, but, like, even then I saw it so quickly that I was like, I couldn't even register who it was.
And then they panned to the eye.
This is when we both started screaming.
Because we realized that eye has mascara on.
Oh my god, I loved that. I love how they put It wasn't, like, a lot of makeup either. It was some, like, mascara and a little bit of eyeliner.
Yeah.
So it was, like, enough makeup to tell, like, that is a very feminine eye.
That is a woman's eye.
It was clear that it was a woman's eye, which was really...
What if they didn't do that? What if they just kept
If they didn't do that, I would have been like...
What?
But this is when we both started I started screaming. And then when she, like, pulls off the hood, and you can clearly see it, she, like... It's Jodie Whittaker. That we're both like,
finally.
And then like 13th Doctor has Jodie Whittaker. So I am so excited for this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the announcement video was done very well. It was short. I liked how it wasn't long. And it wasn't like an adventure or anything. It was just like, you know, walking through a forest.
Trying to find the TARDIS.
Yeah. Trying to, like, find the TARDIS, got on with the whole thing was just the key reappearing, and that was really cute, and I liked that.
Yeah.
But I think I want to bring up a point that came up to me the other day about how obvious it was that they were going to cast a female.
Yes.
Even based on the original announcement video. So I was watching someone on YouTube, and I wish I remembered the channel, but they were actually hating on the idea of a woman.
Oh.
So maybe I shouldn't give them the support, but they did bring up some good points on the announcement. I'm just going to call it the announcement video.
Okay. The announcement to the announcement.
The announcement to the announcement, where the 13 is popping up everywhere. Two of the places where the 13 pops up are on Lady Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
On her torch. Obviously, Lady Liberty is a female
character.
Female character. And then one of the other places is 10 Downing Street, which is where the Prime Minister of England lives.
Yeah.
And currently the Prime Minister is a female.
Mm-hmm.
And this person on YouTube brought those two points up, and I was like, I didn't even notice that. I thought it was just random places. And the cliffs that they use as well also look the same as the cliffs that they use in Broadchurch.
Mm-hmm.
So, people were thinking, like, one channel was like, and Jodie Whittaker, of course, plays one of the lead characters on Broadchurch.
So, you didn't tell me that one.
Sorry.
You didn't tell me that one.
But, so that's why this one YouTube channel was like, what if it's Jodie?
Interesting.
And I was like, I immediately barged into Ari's room, and I was like, it's going to be a female! And she was like, okay, calm down, go to sleep.
Because, like, I don't know. I feel like the Prime Minister's house, like, that kind of, like, made some sense. But for me, it was like, I feel like when you represent America, like, it's either usually you show the White House, or you show, you know, Statue of Liberty. Mm. So I was kind of like, that could just be a coincidence, but the fact that they chose...
I felt like it was intentional. Now that we know who they casted?
Now that, like, we know that they chose to use Lady Liberty versus, like, the White House or something like that, it makes a little bit more sense.
They could have easily put a 13 on anything in
they
America.
They wanted.
It could have been on the Golden Gate Bridge. It could have been...
In a forest, or...
Could have been on, you know, in the Redwood... Yeah, in the Redwood Forest. It could have been... There's lots
In Hollywood.
The Hollywood sign could have said 13. That would be cute.
That would have been adorable.
Should know. Feel free to use that for the 14th Doctor.
If you ever hear this. Go ahead.
But... I thought, after, like, seeing that video last night, I was kind of like, okay. Okay, cool. And then a lot of... And especially this... This week, there was a surge of people putting bets on Jodie, which happened when Peter Capaldi was the... We talked about this in our last episode. When Peter Capaldi was the Doctor, he got a surge of bets for him a few days before he was announced.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with Jodie. So everyone was like... And her betting odds were pretty good. They were, I looked them up last night. I don't even know betting odds very much. They were, like, 5-4, I think, for her betting odds.
Yeah.
They were 5-4. So, she was, like, became a favorite over the last week.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, really, really excited. So, those are our thoughts. We're for it. We're pro Jodie, 13th Doctor.
Yeah.
Slay, girl. Get it.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Because, I mean, it's the perfect time to have a woman doctor.
Yeah.
Like, I think we talked about it last time.
13.
It's like, you know, stigma behind number 13. It's like, new showrunner, new seasons, new companions. It's just, like, gonna be...
And there were so many clues in the 10th season about, like, is the future all girl? Like, that line still gets me. Like, is the future all girl? Girl? Oh, I hope so.
Because it's just like,
I think they said we can only hope. And the future is girl. Like, I did not want Peter Capaldi to leave at all. Like, no. I love him so much. But I am so excited for this female doctor. Like, I feel, like, so rejuvenated. Now I have to finish Broadchurch, but...
And I have to actually watch it.
You should watch it. So good. I'll rewatch it with you once I finish Parks and Rec. But, maybe we'll do a little Broadchurch watching after Game of Thrones tonight.
Maybe.
But now I think it's time to speculate. So we were just talking. So we got some Dutch Bros coffee. So if you hear the ice cubes jingling.
That's what we got.
That was our celebratory. I was like, do you want to record a podcast? And she was like, yeah, but let's go get coffee first.
Like, because, okay. Like, why not?
Celebratory Dutch Bros. Like, it's not every day that a female gets casted in your favorite show ever. That's usually a male. So.
Yeah.
Not every day that this happens.
No.
So, as we were in the car, we started talking about outfits. And maybe we shouldn't be talking about outfits with a female, but...
It's an important decision.
But, like, outfits for every... I was talking about outfits when Peter Capaldi was cast in, too.
Outfits for every doctor is very important. Because you kind of sit there and you're like, okay, they change in the previous... They're different and they're in the previous doctor's outfit. And you're just
and
like...
And we've never had a female before, so I think the conversation of what is she gonna wear is justified.
And it's kind of... I don't know.
And we are females talking about what a female's gonna wear. That is okay. I'm just gonna throw that out there before anyone comes at me and is like, why are you talking about clothes? Like, that's sexist.
Well, because it's just, you know, every doctor, they have their outfit. Yeah. And it's like, they regenerate in the previous doctor's outfit. And then it's kind of like, they're the same doctor, but they're a new version, new visual version of the doctor. So they represent something different. And so I feel like, and they all have kind of their, you know, their three or four, like, special outfits. Yeah. And it's just kind of... You know, you're always curious, like, this is a new outfit. Oh, this is a new outfit.
Yeah, Capaldi's got that.
They combined these two outfits.
Capaldi's got the magician's coat with the red lining, which I think is, like, his, like, kind of, like, classic. That's, like, his figurine outfit, you know?
Yeah.
That, like, all the Capaldi things, like, have that. And then there's also that velvety coat.
Oh, yeah, the red velvety
coat. Yeah, my favorite is the holy jumper. Holy sweater.
Holy jumper.
And I also like the hoodie. I'm team hoodie.
I like when he, like, combines, like...
The hoodie and the jacket. Yeah.
That's always been, like, my favorite, but then he, like, wears the hood.
Oh, plaid pants. Those were good, too.
Those were great.
Those were great. Mm-hmm. But, and then Matt Smith, of course, was tweed jacket and the bow tie. And David Tennant had the pinstripe suit.
Yeah, but he, like, his Converse changed colors and so did his tie.
Yeah, his ties and Converse would change, but he always had, like, Converse or
I heard
or,
there
like,
was,
tie.
Like, a reason behind it. Like, oh, if
that's
like,
not even true.
This happens in this episode, he's wearing this. Because he also has his blue suit, too. He had
a blue and a brown. And then Nine, of course, the leather.
Yeah, he had lots of leather. He always had purple, like, a purplish shirt, huh? Like, t-shirt?
He always had a t-shirt. I think he was, like...
He kind of always had the same outfit on, I think.
Pretty much. It was always, like, that dark leather jacket.
He didn't change too
and,
much.
And, like, dark denim.
But, yeah, 10, 11, and 12, they all kind of had
they
very...
They all their signature style. So, the 13th Doctor, in this video, we see her wearing that big kind of hoodie. She was wearing a jacket over the hoodie.
Well, it was, like, a hoodie, and then it was, like, a coat.
Yeah, like, a big black coat over it. What color pants was she wearing?
I think they were, like...
I think they're black.
They're kind of, like, black skinny jeans, almost. Mm. And then she had, like, these interesting boots on.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't, like...
So, we both agreed that we don't think this is gonna be her outfit.
Yeah.
That this was just, like... This might be, like, the regeneration outfit.
Or her trying to figure it out.
Yeah, like, this... I don't think this
she has time to figure out what she's gonna wear.
Yeah, because most likely this season won't be premiering until fall of 2018. It hasn't been officially announced unless it has, and I just haven't noticed today yet. We kind of were, like, very excited about this. And I haven't, honestly, I haven't read any articles or any interviews with her yet. We were just like, coffee, record episode, let's go, fresh take. But we both agree that we don't think this is going to be your official outfit.
Yeah.
I don't think so. No. I think this might be the poster generation figuring stuff out outfit. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to see. I hope they put her in something that's like...
cool.
Very cool. And you could like, is immovable. I feel like she'll want that too. I feel like she's going to be like, no, don't like, put me in something that's like breathable. Or like, you know.
Yeah.
I would love...
but,
like, we both think leather pants would be fun.
But at the same time, I feel like it would be very interesting, like, wouldn't it just be, like, weird if she, like, did, like, run around and, like, you know, like, a, you know, kind of like Clara's, like, she had her dress and, like, jacket and, like, she'd run around, like,
I don't
like,
want her to have a dress.
No, but I think it's because just, like, it's interesting.
Like, yeah. Like, we've talked so much about, like, how
the doctor's
gender is so fluid and the doctor is so mobile that a dress would be very constricting, and I feel like that felt Clara's character was... Clara was a very feminine character.
But she also, a lot of times...
But she would always...
She wore long skirts, she would or,
wear,
like...
Yeah, or she would wear pants on... She like would wear leggings underneath, and she would always wear a lot of leather. But she did wear a lot of dresses. Like, that was her character.
Yeah.
She liked to wear dresses. I don't think... I cannot see the doctor wearing a dress unless, like, the 13... Unless she was, like, forced to, like, when they go to... You know, when they go to period places, mm-hmm. where the companions, like, Bill never wore a dress, really.
No.
And then but when they went to In Thin Ice, mm-hmm. she was wearing a dress, because she had to dress to the period.
Oh, that's
so
weird.
I could see the doctor dressing like that.
What if she doesn't? What if she takes
her outfit on?
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Isn't that interesting? Like, what if she doesn't dress for the period? What if she, like, doesn't remember? It's like, oh, wait, I look like a woman. I need to wear this. Like, she
That's
just goes
why
out.
I don't...
And then there's all those, like, you know, like, looks like, oh, my gosh, like, what is this woman wearing?
Yeah.
Like, how dare she?
That'd be really cool. Like, she's with pants everywhere, and they're like, a woman wearing pants?
The world's going mad.
I really hope they put her in pants. They will. I think they will.
See,
I'm just interested to see what her outfit will be. Like, what is her figurine gonna have for the next 50 years when people buy the 13th Doctor? I want that Funko Pop figure, like, yesterday. Like, for, I have my 12th Doctor one, now I want the 13th Doctor, and I want Clara.
Yeah. And, like... I don't know. I don't know if anybody else has seen, like, I've seen this Tumblr post floating around a lot, and it was, like, a long time ago, and it was always talked about, like, hey, what if we ever get a female doctor, and, like, you know, the show decides to make a commentary on how, can we cuss on your channel?
We prefer not to. I have to bleep it.
Can I say crap?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. I wanted to make sure, like, certain things were okay. I never asked this.
I have to cut this part out. I probably won't, though.
That's fine. But it was like, what if they, like, made a commentary on, like, how crappy, like, women's clothes are with pockets? And so it was, like, this Tumblr post about, you know, like, oh, like, you know, we have, like, a, you know, a doctor, and, like, you know, she goes to, like, you know, put her, like, Sonic in her jacket, and it, like, falls out, because, oh, women don't have pockets inside their jacket, so, like, she has to, like, keep it in her boot, put it behind her ear, like, hide it in her hair, like, up her sleeve somewhere, like, just...
That'd be amazing. I want that. Like, I would keep it in my bra.
Oh, yeah, pull it out of her bra.
I don't think that would happen.
No.
The fanboys would be like...
I like the boot thing, though.
Yeah, me
like,
too.
Like, reaches out to, like...
That'd be cool.
A boot thing would be cool.
That.
Okay.
Now I want that to happen. So, anyway, we're talking too much about outfit. I think it'll be fun to see what her outfit's going to be.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that's going to be the outfit.
No.
The short version of this is, that's probably not her outfit.
No.
But it was clever for the reveal, because you really could not tell the gender of that person.
We thought it was, like, a bulky man.
I obviously was immediately like, it's a man! It's a man!
She wasn't so upset.
So mad.
And I was like, just give it a minute. There's still, like, a whole other minute of this video. Just calm down. And I'm pretty sure Caitlin's shrieks could be heard in England. So.
I'm glad no one else, it's just me and Ari right now in our apartment, because our roommates are both out of town this weekend, And...
Oh, I think the other two are downstairs.
The other two are downstairs? Okay, well, we probably woke them up.
If they have, because we have your window open and they had their windows open, so...
We probably woke up our roommates downstairs, but, there's four of us that live upstairs, and there's two that are downstairs, and our roommates upstairs, those two were out of town, so...
Yeah.
They were in here to hear the screaming.
But thank God, though, because...
They would have been judging us profusely.
Yeah, because we probably would have done this out in the living room instead
and
of
in our bedroom.
And then
we would have really woken up the whole house.
And they would have been like, why the heck were you screaming at 8 a.m.?
Oh, for sure.
You know.
All right, now another conversation we were having in the car was companion.
Yes, companions.
So this has been... hotly kind of debated. It's so strange because we've been talking about for years. People have been like, what if there's a female doctor, like, and blah 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 is a companion, or this type of person is a companion. Now we can actually talk about it, and it's like blowing my mind.
Like, who do we want
as
a companion?
It's making me so happy. But
because I feel like the safe option is giving her a man companion.
I don't really
and I don't
want
that.
A male companion for her, although it would be an interesting dynamic. I don't like the idea of, like, flopping.
Yeah.
Of, like, of being like, oh, there, because we have a female doctor, we must have a male companion, because that basically says, that kind of says that we must have a male in the TARDIS permanently, kind of, at all times, which is kind of, like, not okay. I don't really like it. Like, if we're gonna be, like, really progressive with this female doctor, let's give her a female companion. I want to see two females and the doctor, like, fighting crime. Or one of the other things we were talking about is I really think it would be interesting to have another pair. Another, like, TARDIS team kind of a thing. So if we did, like, a non-romantic, like, brother and sister kind of dynamic.
If they
so
still
that way
wanted...
You could, if you still wanted to have, like, a male to please the crotchety fanboys, you could have two companions, because there's nothing that says you can have one. Like, Amy and Rory, there's two of them.
Yeah.
Like, what if we did, like, I would love another non-romantic. Because, like, having a female doctor and a male companion, I feel like everyone's going to want to ship them, and I don't want that. Like, I do not.
Even though we already deal with all the other doctors and their companions.
Okay,
but it's
not all of them. I mean, I ship 12 and Clara, like, faster than... Amazon Prime shipping, but...
And I feel like, yeah, probably them, and then, like, Rose and 10 was, like, really, like, one of the first ones.
And I think people are just really sick of the romances in the TARDIS, and I'm a shipper, I love shipping characters, like, don't get me wrong, but it's very, I think it could be very problematic if we have a female doctor just to make the male companion... Like, to make, like, some kind of romantic...
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's problematic. I don't really like it. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's not okay. Like, to me, that's, like, not okay, and that defeats the purpose of having this, like, you know...
I feel like, what if they had, like, the brother-sister thing, but, like, they both like the doctor?
I don't know about that. I don't want any romantic... That's why, like, Building 12 was... A lot of people found Building 12 very refreshing because there was absolutely no chance of romance.
It was more like a friendship.
It was a friendship.
Because she even said that. She was like, you know, I only hang out with people my own age. Girls and people my own age.
Which and was also a clue.
It's like, you know that, right? And she's like, and he's like, yeah.
She's good.
Like, good.
And that was also a big clue that it would be a female doctor. And hey... Thanks, Moffat. You did good. Like,
hey.
But I think that could be very problematic to have. I just don't want a chance of romantic undertones. And that's not to say that, like, there could be a male and a woman. And, like, there could be. I think it is possible that you can have a male companion and a female doctor and have there be no romantic undertones. I'm just worried that that's not gonna...
Unless they, like, pull a Bill and he's gay.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'd be for that.
That'd be interesting.
If they did something like that, that's true. That'd be cool.
I think it'd be interesting, but then I feel like people would be like, you're just repeating what you did last season.
Yeah, that would be a very...
kind of like a...
That's why I'm really hoping for, like, a TARDIS team. Let's bring in siblings... My thing is, what?
A gay couple.
A gay couple?
A gay couple!
Oh my god. I don't want two men.
But they like each other.
It's a lot of men. It's more men than women in the TARDIS.
Yeah, I guess. So the TARDIS is a woman. We know that. That's the TARDIS has always been a woman.
So my wish is I want a male and a female companion, and they're related somehow, or maybe they're best friends, and there's no romantic undertones. Maybe they're both gay, and they're both, they're not into each other, but they're like, you know, they're platonic. Let's just say they're platonic.
Yeah.
Rather be like, they're related, or they're friends, or whatever. And then, you know, the 13th Doctor. So that's my wish. What's yours? What's your companion wish list?
I don't know. I'm kind of just like, I feel like whatever they give me, at first I'll just be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they did that. And then after like 3 episodes, I'm like, I love them. I ship them forever. Even though it's like.
And can we please have a person of color or people of color?
Mm-hmm.
Like.
But I feel like.
That'd be great.
Please. It's like, no offense, but it's like, I feel like we've had Martha, we've had Bill, so maybe a different, like, race?
I would love, maybe someone, maybe someone of Asian descent.
Yes, like, all Asian, any.
All Asian.
Because we realize it's a very big continent. Yes.
Yeah, I don't, like, or, there's been talk of, like, having, like, an Indian companion.
They're still Asian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was like, that's why I said all of Asia.
All of Asia.
Because we realize it's a big continent.
Okay, so if it was a male companion that was a person of color.
I'd be down for that.
I'd be like, okay. But I really do want there to be, I just kind of want the females to outnumber the men. It's really just what I want. I feel like that's a good compromise, though, to have two companions. Mm-hmm. One's a female, one's a male.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, no, I do like kind of, like, the little TARDIS teens they've had.
I love the TARDIS team.
I think they're pretty cool.
That's fun. I just, like, the idea of, like, two women in the TARDIS, like, kicking butt and taking names around the universe.
But I feel like
it's just so,
I don't know, but I feel like part of that, it's, like, they kind of already have that with, like, the, not really spin-off, but, like, Clara, because, like, doesn't
Clara
she have
Clara and the Shielda?
Yeah, I was like, didn't she, I was like, doesn't she have, like, you know, a female companion? So it's kind of like, two women in a TARDIS,
if they brought Clara back for series 11, it would blow my mind. That'd be amazing. What if they were, like, Jenna Coleman's coming back to be the companion. It won't. This will not happen. I don't think this is gonna happen.
But you know
but
what?
If it did, it would blow my mind.
I kind of want them to bring back a Shielda.
That would be really
cool.
That would
be interesting because Game of Thrones is the last season, so.
Is this the last season? I thought there was more.
Oh. No. Caitlin. That's why, because not only is it the last season, but it's only a half season.
Got it.
So
Game of Thrones premiere is tonight. I'm almost caught up. I have 3 episodes. I'm going to go watch some right after this.
Yeah. She's got some binging to do today.
So, yeah, I didn't realize, I kind of forgot about, okay, if she was a companion, that'd be cool.
Yeah, or you just, like, bring her back for a couple more episodes.
Yeah.
Just be like, and, like, you know, kind of do the, like, little, just like, oh my gosh, she's like, you know, have her walk up and be like, oh, hey, it's been a long time. And be like, sorry, who are you?
Hey, a Shielda. She'd be like,
I don't remember that name. Like, I'm sorry, I don't think I know you.
I'm hoping that the characters in the show don't make a big deal about the Doctor being female, you know?
Oh,
it's just kind of like, oh, nice face, nice new, cool, you've changed. Like, that's what I'm, like, when,
they, like
when she meets the Master. Like, when 13 meets,
like, oh, you have to copy me, huh?
No, like, if 13 makes the Master, because, like, 12 didn't really make a big deal about Missy being female.
No.
He was just, like, when Missy reveals, like, Missy is short for mistress. Well, I couldn't very well keep calling myself the master
and
now,
he was just
can
like,
I?
Oh, dang.
And then his face was like, it wasn't like, how are you female? Or like, whoa, you're female now. It was just kind of like, oh, crap, the master's back.
I kind of, like, I want him to make, if she does run into him, I kind of want him to make, like, a subtle comment. Be like, oh, so you're copying me now?
That'd be funny.
Be like, well, maybe you're the one who copied me. Like, we don't know.
I'm hoping that, like, I feel like they won't. I'm gonna be really upset.
I think that would be funny.
I'm gonna be really upset if the characters that the Doctor has met before are like, whoa, how are you female? That's weird.
It's like, wait, you're the Doctor? Yeah, but you're a woman. Like,
I'm really hoping that doesn't happen, because if I have to listen, if I have to watch multiple episodes where that happens, I'm gonna just be like rolling my eyes. I'm hoping that all the characters are like, oh, yes, of course, like, cool, you're the Doctor, you're just a new face, cool.
Or even just like, oh, well, this is different, like, oh, you changed again.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm just
hoping. Just like something cash.
Oh, you changed again. Oh, cool. Okay, this is the problem. Let's go fix it. Like, this is, like, this is what's going on in the universe.
So. Runs into river.
Oh, my God. River would, like, be... I don't think she will.
Oh.
I don't think she will, because River's timeline is, like, basically over.
It is.
Unless, because, like, remember, like...
I feel like they could still, like, jump around here and there, because, like, she still has some room left, so we don't know.
I don't think... I feel like River's storyline is pretty much done.
Yeah.
But if the 13th Doctor... I want, like, a fanfic. Someone write the fanfic, please, of the third... I'm sure it'll be on... I'm gonna search fanfiction 13th
Doctor
this.
And River.
And River.
Now.
Because I feel like River would be for this regeneration. She'd be like, yes, okay.
She'd be like... Cool. Kind of like, oh, okay.
Great. Cool. River would be definitely for this regeneration, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, do we have any thoughts? So, should we talk about the regeneration? Like, how do we think... How do we want this to go? Like...
I don't know, because it's like... So, we already know from the last episode of season 10...
Clara has not been confirmed. No one has been confirmed in the Christmas special. So, Bill or Nardole or Clara, it's kind of assumed those three are gonna show up...
Somehow?
Somehow in the Christmas special... But in the Christmas special finished filming, like, a couple days ago, like, earlier this week, on, like, Monday, they finished filming.
And it's still secret.
So, everything is very secret.
So, they're doing okay.
Yes.
But they're secret.
They're doing good. We don't know if Clara's gonna be there.
Or not.
I hope so.
We have our...
God, I hope so. God, if...
So, we have a theory.
Our theory.
And it's, like, really sad, because it's kind of like how when... 12 and Clara separated, it's kind of, we want it to go a very similar way.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, you know.
This theory is heartbreaking, by the way.
Yeah, very heartbreaking. So, what was it? It basically ensues Clara being in her diner and the Doctor walking in, because with the regeneration, you know, she remembers Clara. And goes in, but the thing is, just like when he went from 11 to 12, she was like, this is not the person I know.
Yeah.
She's never seen the Doctor with this face on.
Yeah.
So she'll go in and just, like, strike up a conversation with Clara and then just be like, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, like, I feel like I've known you my whole life. Just, like, you're so easy to talk to. And it's like, yeah. And it's like... It's like, you remind me of someone I used to know also. And she's just like, oh, yeah? And then, like, but she doesn't tell because she's just like, you know what? I'm going to let her move on with my life as the Doctor does. And then the thing is going to happen where it's like the Doctor's going to, like, leave a tip, write a little note that says...
Like love the Doctor.
Love the Doctor. And then she's going to look at the note... And then all of a sudden, she's gonna hear the TARDIS noises.
I want her to, like, dramatically run out,
like,
of the diner.
Here's the TARDIS
and
noises,
then see
and then
the
it's
TARDIS
like.
Disappear.
Yeah, it's like TARDIS noises, and she's like, oh my gosh, that was the Doctor. Yeah, run out the door, only to see the TARDIS disappearing. And then just being like, Doctor!
I want her to, like, start crying or something. Like, to
but
be
it's like,
you remembered
me! And so that's our heartbreaking end to the 12.
By the way, 11. We're hoping this doesn't happen because it's
heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking.
But if it does,
it would be so beautiful.
We're here for it.
And I would be crying and I'd be writing fanfics to change it. But we're here for it.
Yeah. We're here.
I want a kiss. Or I want between 12 and Clara. Oh, 12 turning into 13. Ooh! For it. Or I want some, like, romantic, like, moment. Whether if it's, like, a hug or a kiss, or like a I've always loved you kind of thing. Or I will always love you kind of thing.
Or even just like a, like, oh, a hug slash whisper in the ear of like something that only the doctor would know, or only the doctor would tell her. And then, like, her being, like, you know, him walking away, or her walking away, yeah. And then her, like, thinking, like, wait a second, what?
Yeah.
And then, like, seeing, and, like, walks out the door, and she was like, wait, the doctor told me that. And, like, the moment of realization runs after, TARDIS disappears, like.
What if he says something, like, something about the impossible girl? Like, she, like, sees Clara and, like, gives her a hug, and it's like, or, like, on the note writes, like, we really want there to... We really want you to leave a note.
Yeah, it's just more dramatic, and it's like...
What if it says, like, thanks for everything, impossible girl, or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Or I'm always, or like, I love you. I love you, my impossible girl, or something like that. It's like, the doctor. Signed, the doctor. I would die. I would die. I will just be, like, a puddle on my floor. Christmas is going to be... Let's just say Doctor Who premieres at 9 on BBC America. I will be home by 9 on Christmas. By 9. I might even try to stream it. Christmas is usually really busy for me. Christmas Day, I usually have to go to, like, 3 different Christmases.
Yeah.
Because I have, like, a pretty, like, scattered family. So, I usually have to go to, like, 3 different Christmas events on Christmas Day. So, I don't know if I'll be able to watch it any earlier than 9.
Yeah.
But I can definitely watch it live. I'm going to try to watch it live, BBC America, at 9. But that's going to be, like, very... I'm going to have to really avoid, like, all of the internet.
Yeah.
I want to watch it... I want to try to stream it England time, but I don't know if that's going to be possible.
Yeah. And it's just, like... I'm just, like, at this point, I'm, like, wondering, like, what's gonna, like, finally, like, set off the regeneration, because as we know, it's, like, he's already, like, in the process of regenerating, it's just, he's repressing it.
Yeah.
And I really want to know what he's doing with, like, the first
I think
doctor.
It's gonna be, like, the first doctor, like, we saw the first doctor, and he didn't really want to regenerate. He was kind of, like, no, I don't want to change, or whatever. And I think that they're gonna help each other realize that, like, change is okay. It's pretty much what everyone is assuming that the plot line's gonna be, but I'm wondering if, because everyone assumes that's what's gonna happen in the episode, that the first doctor's only gonna be in it for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because, like, Hellbent, the series 9 finale, the trailer just showed Gallifrey, and even the episode description was like, the Doctor returns to Gallifrey.
And you're like, they're gonna, like, be there the whole
episode.
And everyone
was like, it's whoa, like cool, a whole episode on Gallifrey, but Gallifrey was such a small...
It was like that first 10 minutes.
Small, like, little part of the episode, and it was just to jumpstart the things happening with Clara.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if this Christmas special is gonna be a bit of a fake-out like that. If it's going to be... By the way, the Christmas special doesn't have a name yet.
Yeah.
I have a feeling they're gonna announce the name of... they're gonna show, like, a clip of it, supposedly, at Comic-Con next weekend.
Ooh.
So I bet you they'll probably announce the name. People think it's gonna be, like, The Doctors or something. It'll be, like, The Doctors or, like, the Two Doctors. Or somebody thinks it'll be something Doctors.
4 Hearts Beating.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh. What if it's, like, double regeneration? That's dumb.
We're, like, stupid. That's what... But I was thinking about that, and I was like, what if, like, they help each other realize, and, like, one turns into two?
Yeah.
And Phil turns into their team?
Yeah, it's...
That'd be dumb.
So I would not be surprised if... Because everyone's anticipating it's going to be, like, a storyline where, oh, the first doctor doesn't want to regenerate, the 12th doctor doesn't want to regenerate.
But I feel, and then, like, 12, that's too easy.
12 has to tell the first doctor, like, but you turn into me. And then the first doctor has to be like, see, so therefore you should be okay changing too. But that's too easy.
It's too easy.
You can't even, and I have a feeling the Christmas special is going to be a long episode. It's probably going to be, like, an hour and a half. It's going to be an hour and a half, 2 hours. It's probably going to be a long, it'll probably be a full hour and a half, but it'll be on TV because of commercials for, like, two hours. So I have a feeling it's going to be a long episode.
I'm going to go full Sherlock on it.
Yeah. Because usually Christmas specials, where, like, the time of the Doctor, Matt Smith's Regeneration, that was longer, right?
I'm pretty sure that was a little bit longer.
It was like an hour and 15, I think.
Like
it was like a slightly longer episode.
So it's probably on for like an hour and
it
half.
Was on for an hour and a half. So I have a feeling this is going to be also an extended timeline, an extended episode.
Because it's just too much.
So that's not a lot to put in. Like, I don't think that is just the, that's what they're going to advertise as the plot for the Christmas special, I think. Mm-hmm. They're going to be like, the first doctor and the 12th doctor are together and have to convince each other that it's okay to regenerate. That's boring.
What if it's even just kind of like the first doctor being
there's
like,
got to be more to the story.
Being like, you know what you have to do, and then like him leaving. Like,
yeah.
If he's only going to be there for... It should be like, you know what you have to do.
Like, or they,
like, you don't need me.
Or
you know
they
you have
go
to do.
On
Bye.
An adventure together. What if the whole episode is just him trying to find Clara? Like, I'd be for that, honestly. Like,
I would just think it'd be interesting, like, Doctor, like, arguing with himself.
Yeah.
Like, in a different form. Like, you know, we've kind of seen that with, like, you know, Day of the Doctor and all that stuff. But, like, you know, just, like, the first regeneration with, like, the newest, like, the oldest regeneration with the youngest regeneration, like, thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, I guess technically the first Doctor is the youngest generation.
Huh? Youngest generation.
With the older, oldest. Yeah, which is 13, yeah.
13.
Timeline's confusing. Yeah.
I really think that they're gonna fake us out. And
they're
there's
gonna
be
something.
There's gotta be another storyline in there.
Like, he's...
It's like, either the first Doctor's only gonna be in there in a little bit, or the first Doctor might help go on in this adventure with 12, and this is gonna be, like, a separate adventure that they're not gonna advertise, and they're not gonna tell us about. What if it's, like, 12 is trying to get his memory back or something to see Clara? But also, some people think that, like, we talked about this in the last episode, where, because he saw, when he was looking at all the companions, he
saw Clara,
so people are thinking, oh, what if he got, people are thinking that, I mean, that could have just been, like, we have to put her in, but a lot of people think that's, he remembers, so I'm hoping, and if anyone's at Comic-Con, please ask that, please, someone ask that
like,
question.
Does 12 remember or not?
Does 12, since he started regenerating, and we saw Clara in that montage, does he remember Clara? Somebody please ask that. Please. Please.
Also, I mean, very interesting and very maybe, like, I don't know, risky almost? But, like, what if, like, something happens in, like, the first 5 minutes and it's just, like, you know, kind of, like, the, you know what you need to do and then, like, he, like, regenerates right then at the beginning.
Oh, gosh.
What if he regenerates, like, right in the beginning and then...
I feel like they wouldn't do
it's
that.
It's her. And, like, you know what I mean, though? Like...
I feel like they wouldn't do that because they would want to give Capaldi a full episode.
True.
Oh, that'd be really interesting.
Yeah.
I do really wish we could have kept the 13th Doctor a secret.
That would have been really cool. And they just, like, announced it, like, at the end of the
Christmas special.
Like,
I feel like there's... It was
too... It would be too hard,
It would be
though.
Too hard, and people were getting on. Like, the bets were, like, coming in, and
like,
people were kind of guessing that it was going to be her. It was, like, really between her and Chris Marshall and then Phoebe Waller-Bridge,
mm-hmm.
was kind of who... was, like, kind of the top three,
mm-hmm.
and everyone was like, okay, like, it's probably one of these three.
Man, but I'm just, like, imagine to be, like, her, and just be like, hey, so, we're thinking about casting a female for the 13th Doctor, like, would you be interested? Be like,
I can't wait to, like there's probably an interview already on the internet.
Like, what
somewhere.
An honor, like, to be the first female
That's
doctor.
A lot of pressure.
It is.
It's a lot of pressure. I can't
like
even
it's
imagine.
It's a lot of pressure, too, because of, like, you know, okay, first female doctor, and it's, like, people are going to be expecting things, but it's, like, people don't want it to be different.
Yeah, I would feel a lot of pressure to, like, not mess up, and she's probably going to get a lot of hate from these, like, you know, stupid misogynistic,
mm-hmm.
crotchety old fanboys. Like, not saying that all fanboys are misogynistic,
traditional
but,
fanboys.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, the sector of fanboy who is very against a female doctor
yeah.
is probably going to show her a lot of hate. But I think there's enough of us in the fandom that are really supportive of this. Like, everyone I follow on Tumblr and Twitter is, like,
mm-hmm.
so excited about this. And I'm so excited about
I'm
this.
I'm just excited
like,
for, like, character development. Like,
and I want there to be, like, an episode where she goes to maybe, like, England during the suffragette movement.
There we
like,
go.
That would
yeah.
be really cool. Like, what if there's, like, a, you know, something in the Thames. There's something going on with the Thames and during the time of the suffragette movement, and she has to, like, infiltrate or whatever. Like, I want them to be, like, a couple of little, like, very feminist episodes because you can do that. Yeah. She's a female, and she can join the suffragette movement, and it's like, because we know that the Doctor's a feminist, because, yeah. like, it's, like, obviously, he's been, like, it's pretty obvious, like, it's, they basically said that he was a feminist.
Yeah, even in, like, was it the Two Moons episode?
The Two Moons? Ari's bad with episode titles.
I don't know the names!
What?
The one where the moon's the egg.
Kill the Moon?
Kill the Moon, there we go.
That was a very feminist episode.
Because he's, like... He was like, it's not my planet, you guys decide. And she's like, how dare you?
I love that episode so much.
It's interesting.
It's probably, it's, oh, it's so good. But we won't discuss that right now. But, so, do we have any last thoughts? Any, about, we're obviously, like, very excited about this. And I'm gonna go read, like, 17,000 articles about, with Jodi and seeing, I'm calling her Jodi now. Cause
yeah.
That's
and
different.
I'll just listen to all of Caitlin's stuff later, after she reads everything.
I'm very excited. I'm really excited for this. I wish we could have been a little bit more surprised than they did at Christmas, but obviously there's probably a reason why. I thought this wasn't going to come till after Comic-Con, but now I'm thinking they announced it. It's exactly a week before Comic-Con. Like, the panel that they're on is exactly a week from today.
So they probably wanted to release it so they could ask about it.
They probably wanted to release it because they probably thought all of the questions from the audience would be like, who's the 13th
Doctor?
Who's the 13th Doctor? What can you tell us about the 13th Doctor? So I kind of see where they were going
with that.
How is
he going to regenerate? What is he going to, you know, what's the Christmas episode about?
Yeah. So I'm really, 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 really excited. Chibnall, please don't mess this up.
Got big shoes to fill.
You got big shoes to fill, like that Tyra Banks more heart gift. We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. Don't mess it up, Chibnall. Like, we believe in you. I really think this could be... This could be, like...
I feel like... Call Moffat if you're stuck.
I'm very excited, and I'm excited for a companion announcement, but I don't think we're going to get that until... They're probably not going to be till fall of 2018, so they probably won't film until, I would say, like, February. It'll probably be, like, winter. Mm-hmm. Next winter, so winter of 2018.
Winter is coming.
So I bet that we'll probably get a companion announcement after the Christmas special. Mm-hmm. I'd be very surprised if we got one before. They probably haven't even cast them, honestly. Like, they probably know who they want, like, what they want. Like, they obviously, they know if it's going to be male or female, if it's going to be one companion or two companions, or three companions, or whatever, what have you. Ooh. But they probably know that, but they probably, you know, they might not have it casted yet. They're probably in the process. It's really, you got to cast that Doctor before you.
Yeah.
Because you got to do, like, screen tests and, like, chemistry tests between the companion and the Doctor kind of thing.
Because then once they're like, okay, we know who the Doctor is, like...
So. I have a feeling we're not going to get... I would be shocked if we got a companion announcement...
Soon.
Before the Christmas special. Like, I'd be shocked. Totally shocked. But I think it'll be after. My bet is right before they start filming, probably... I bet they'll start filming in February, so I bet we'll have a companion announcement in, like, late January.
Yeah.
That's my bet. So I wouldn't expect a companion announcement anytime... Anytime soon, we might get, because, like, Peter Capaldi, I'm trying to remember when his outfit picture, the picture of what his outfit was going to look like, came out, and I feel like that was late winter. I feel like that was January, February. So I bet we'll get a picture of the 13th Doctor in her, like, official outfit, probably also around the same time as a companion.
Yeah.
Probably, like, January, right before they start filming. January, February.
Well, that would make sense, too, because then it's, like, post-Christmas episode. And it's, like, we possibly see the regeneration. Yeah, you know, so.
Yeah. So, I wouldn't expect anything, any, like, big
news
until then.
That's gonna be interesting. I'm sort of, like, imagining her, like, in, like, the velvet jacket or something.
I'm very, very excited to see what's gonna happen with this Doctor. Definitely going to be, it's been really fun the last 2 days, like, looking up all these articles. It's been very distracting. I'm supposed to be applying for jobs, but the 13th Doctor has distracted
me. Caitlin was a mess last night.
She's like,
I just watched this, and I read this, and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, Caitlin.
I had a stress dream about this. I had a stressed dream. It wasn't that the Doctor was Chris Marshall, but it was that I had a stress dream that it got spoiled for me. That, like, it accidentally, like, an article popped up on my computer saying who the 13th Doctor was.
Before we could watch
it. Before I watched the video, and I was like, curse you! So, do we have any last thoughts about the 13th Doctor in Series 11? Should wrap this guy up, getting kind of long.
Yeah, I didn't think it would take us this long.
We talk a lot.
Yeah. No, I don't know, I think we've addressed everything.
I think so, too.
It's just exciting.
All right. Recommendations. That's what we do. I would like to recommend a podcast called 36 Questions. It's by Two Step. It's on iTunes, in the podcast app on iTunes, and it's a musical podcast, and it's really good. It has Jonathan Groff in it, and they released the first act of it earlier in the week. And it's going to be three acts. The first act was like 45 minutes, so I'm assuming the other two acts are probably the same length. And so far, I'm enjoying it. It's definitely, the first part is definitely a lot of, like, exposition. So the plot hasn't really
moved along
yet. But it's really interesting. Because it's like a full musical. So, and you're listening to it. It's a really interesting experience. And you got to kind of... They do, because the way it's done is one of the characters is sound recording this, like, event with her estranged husband of doing these 36 questions that this psychologist came up with to help you learn about your, it's basically 36 questions you need to ask your partner to, like, fall in love with them kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And so her character is recording on her phone. Her answers and his answers to these 36 questions.
Ah.
So it's a lot of, like, her narrating what's happening, which is a little weird at first, because she'll be like, let the record state, because she's kind of doing, like, this journal. It's kind of like a sound journal.
Yeah.
Where she'll be like, let the record state that, you know, he's moving to the other side of the room and, like, and fixing this thing that just broke. So there's a lot of, like, narration,
weird.
Which at first is a little weird to listen to, but it makes sense, because otherwise, like, you wouldn't know what was going on.
Obviously.
But I'm enjoying it so far, so I recommend that, and there was another thing I was gonna... Shoot, what was I gonna recommend? Oh, I've been playing a lot of Skyrim, so I recommend Skyrim. Also, if you play Skyrim on PC, which is how I play it, on Steam, highly recommend getting a controller for it. You can use an Xbox 360 controller and just download the driver for it online, and it makes playing it so much easier. So, do that. All right, Ari, what are your recommendations?
Recommendation. I guess first recommendation is TV show, and because obviously, if you haven't jumped on the Game of Thrones train yet, I don't know what you're waiting for, because last season premieres tonight, and so if you're into medieval-ish stuff and, you know, lots of, I don't know, murder.
If you like
plot
murder.
Murder, plot twists, and incest, this is the show for you.
Love a good incest story.
And also dragons and wolves, winter zombie creatures, lots of magic. Very interesting show. Need to watch it. But maybe read the books first.
I haven't read the books.
I feel like there's only 5 books. There's 7 seasons. So each season follows a book except for season 6 and 7, which is, you know, TBA on for George R.R. Martin to release. So kind of sucks. So, there's book recommendation, same as my TV show recommendation.
Cool.
And then, I think my second one would be snack.
Snack. What's your snack rec?
Okay, so, I have recently come into possession of a lot of Ruffles, and... Ruffle potato chips, and I didn't want to eat them by themselves, and I wanted to make onion dip, and the... beef onion soup mix was on sale at Target, the Target I went to, and it was like half the price of the regular onion soup mix, and it tastes exactly the same. So if you find it on sale somewhere, or like you're conflicted about which one to get, they both taste the same, so just get them. So recommendation for snacks is Ruffle potato chips and Lipton soup onion mix in sour cream.
Solid, solid onion dip. All right, everyone, thanks for listening. Hopefully we'll have Abdiel and Sam on the podcast soon, eventually.
I know you're sick of me.
Yeah, we're sick of you, Ari. No, it was great. It was great having Ari around because she's all caught up with Doctor Who and we could like talk about it because Odile is not far behind. She might be caught up by now, but last time I talked to her, she was like 3 episodes behind. So she might be caught up by now. I'll have to
girl.
We'll have
what
Odile.
Are you doing?
Odile, this is a call out post. Odile, get on that girl. So,
but don't listen to anything we said about Doctor Who because I didn't want to spoil it for you.
I'll tell her to listen to this when she's done. So we'll have a deal on, maybe get her quick recap of the season. But anyway, so this has been Caitlin in California and
Ariana in California.
In the same room, in the same apartment.
On the same bed.
On the same bed. Oh, no. We're sitting on my roommate's bed, lol. Sorry, Abigail.
She's never going to hear this.
She's not going to hear this. But, so please follow us on Twitter or Instagram at Morons Podcast. I know we've been bad about tweeting. We're going to try to get better at that. It's been a little busy here, but I'll be back with Sam and I will be reunited next week.
Ooh.
So hopefully you guys will get a new podcast then. And me and her kind of have some big plans for like what we want to do to like refresh things. So keep an eye out for that. All right. Thank you for listening. Tweet us your thoughts on the 13th Doctor at Morons Podcast. Unless that you're a crotchety fanboy who doesn't like the 13th Doctor pick, then you can still tweet at me, but
we don't care.
Yeah. Let's say, I would prefer, like, positive. Although, like, freedom of speech, but
Keep it nice,
keep it classy. I want some, like, constructive thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Constructive thoughts. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great week, and hopefully you'll hear us next week.